for NNR, listening.
N4WHM, monitoring.
Good morning, sir. This is Jerry. I'm up here morning on the mobile.
This is Bill here in Hartwell, Georgia. I'm on a portable, just sitting here listening to the radio.
Georgia, a little ways away, huh?
A little, 50, 60 miles, weather profiles.
Correct. Now, are you heading to work, or you just already out and about?
Pretty up and about. I haven't got to work today, thank goodness. I guess you're headed into work. Over.
All night. I'm on Thursday. I got a night tomorrow night, and then I have my 2 days off, but I've been here most of the night listening and talking on Mount Miniature a little bit here and there.
Good night, and good safe trip going home after you've been working all night.
Another hour and a half, 2 hours before I leave, but hopefully it won't be too much longer. It's been a slow night for sure.
It's been one of those nights I can't sleep, so I just got up and turned on the radio to see if anybody was out and about.
It's like somebody's always out and about somewhere, you know. Get on one of these channels and all, you can find somebody for sure.
And hit the Caesar's Head from Peter pretty good from here in Harl. I'm on my handheld with a Slim Jim antenna hung up about 6 feet. Just to, enough to hit the repeater well.
Use one of them Slim Jims, but I've heard a lot of people using them. There was a guy in Clover using one. He had it strung up about 90 feet up in the air, and he's hitting all over the place with it.
Yeah, they have good antennas. They're, you know, 2.70 meters, and they come in a little kit. You put it on a piece of, schedule 20 thin wall PVC pipe, and I just got it literally hanging on a potholder hook on my carport.
What are you using?
The Anytone 878 DMR radios.
5 watts, is that correct?
The 7 watts, but I'm thinking it's closer to 5, from what I can tell. But it does a good job.
Loud and clear, that's for sure. I got a couple of them bow things, and the ones I got, and all said they do 8 watts, but I ain't never tried it out. They said, you know, it probably ain't true 8 watts by no means.
UV5R and the UV8, they're decent little radios. I think for $25, you can't beat them. They're kind of a disposable radio. This 878 is IP6 rated and supposed to be somewhat weatherproof compared to the Bofangs.
Those look like they're pretty good little radios. I don't own one, but I looked at them for sure, and they look like they're pretty good little radios.
They're pretty easy to program. You can either use Chirp or download the software from Bridgecom. I've used both to program them, and they program up pretty easy. The DMR side is not too bad. I got a DMR hotspot at the house, and I'm still trying to get it working. I can hit the DMR South Carolina channels just from the handheld, but I want to get the hotspot working where I can do worldwide.
I got into DMR yet, but I've looked at them. I think I might order me one. You know, I talked to a guy up in North Carolina about it and all, and he was on it, and he loved it. But, you know, there's a lot of things out there you can play with for sure.
It's just a new toy, if you will. just like normal. The you get a little different audio sound, but it does well. I talked to people down in Charleston and Hilton Head up in North Carolina, just with the South Carolina channels of that program. So it gets out pretty good.
That's one of my next things. I long try it out and all. I just got my license back in March. I tested in April, but it took a little while to get my calls done and all. But I got a little cheap QYT 8900D. That's what I'm talking on now. And I bought it because I wasn't sure I was going to like getting on the radio a whole lot. But I tell you, I'm really impressed with this little radio. I've talked 70, 80, 90 miles with it easily, 25 watts, and it's coming real good.
Feel the TYTTH 9800s, one in each vehicle, and I've got one of the Anytone 578 DMRs in the house as my main, and then a Yaesu 1900 as a backup. But they talk well. I like the double receive and crossband repeater function, the TY9800. You can set it up and use a mobile to hit it and get your full wattage that way.
Said that. No, I just ordered me a TYT 7800. It should be here Monday to go in my house and all. I got a Comet GP6, about 70 foot up in the air. I'm going to put it on to play with it and all, but I talked to a guy in Clover the other day that had the radio just like that and all, and he come in good, and he loved it. I mean, everybody talks really good about them radios for sure.
For the money, they seem to be a pretty stand-up radio, and the programming for the at least for the TYT 9800, I could export it and import into the handheld or vice versa. So I exported the handheld radio configuration and put it on the 9800 and had them up and running in about 15 minutes.
In the 9800, won't it do 2 meters, 70 meters, I think 6 and 10 meters, if I'm not mistaken, is that correct? Another separate antenna to get on the 10 and 6 meters. So I guess you'd have to have two coaxial cables to run those other bands, unless it converts some other else that I don't know about.
Just the 2 meters.
millimeter simplex yet or anything?
There's not, here in Hartwell, there's not anybody really to talk to on simplex side. The Hartwell's pretty scared for hams. There's a couple. But I work over in Athens, Georgia at the university, and when I go to work, I pick up a couple of repeaters between here and Athens and talk on it. I've tried just simplex with a couple of folks, and it works okay. But the repeaters are definitely a lot more strong and get your signal out.
Agree with that. I work for a 440 antenna in Greenwood now, and a guy in 6 Mile owns it named Jack. He's got two or three towers up, and he's got the one in 6 Mile and Greenwood linked together, and he just now put one on Nancy Mountain that he's probably going to link up to up in North Carolina. So those three repeaters will be linked up pretty much all the time then.
I can hit the Greenwood repeater. I talk on it some. It's been a while, but I can hit the Greenwood repeater without any problem from here. So it's good to know they're going to link them up.
The repeater ID is KK4SM. His name's Jack. He owns them, and there's not a whole lot of traffic on it, but you know, I get on about every day talking to him. I can talk on the Greenwood repeater all the way up to about the hotspot on 25, and then swap over to the 6 Mile repeater and talk on the rest of it. But those two repeaters are already linked, and he got the other tower up on Nancy Mountain up, so he's fixing to link them together. So it'll be three of them linked together. So we better talk North Carolina and all around. Be a pretty big blue footprint.
Where is, I'm not familiar with Nancy Mountain. Where is it located?
I'm not 100% sure, but it's on, I think it's in North Carolina or on the border of North Carolina, South Carolina. I don't think it's all the way close to Charlotte, but it's close. I talked to him yesterday about it, and he should be able to pick up Asheville, North Carolina, and all that area. So it should be a pretty big footprint after that.
If I can hit the Greenville repeater, that'll give me a good footprint to talk on. That's sort of like Susan said. That's, you know, what we're on now. With it being 3,500 foot, that's why I'm able to get it. That's such a decent signal.
Hit the Mount Mitchell repeater by any chance?
The home base, the 5 watt here won't quite make Mount Mitchell. If conditions are right, I can hit it, but I sit on the white noise on the handheld with it.
Yeah, I can hit it while I'm up here in Greenville, but when I get home, I have to get on my base to hit it, for sure, which is about 112 miles away from me when I get home. But it's a good repeater. It's got a big footprint, being 6,600 feet up.
Carolina's lucky with the mountains and having repeaters up there. It throws a big footprint all over the, just about half the state, North Carolina. What kind of work do you do?
For a Michelin tire company, but I don't actually make tires. I do all the fire, EMS, and law enforcement for Michelin, so I pretty much protect the company from his assets, and they give me a company truck to ride around in, and I just have to put me a little radio in here. I can't mount it, so I got this little radio that I can plug in the cigarette lighter and put a magnet antenna on top and give me something to do while I ride around a little bit.
That's a pretty good deal. Can't complain there. The little portable radios, like I said,
Complain. I got a decent job and get to play around with a little hobby too, so it's works out great. I really do enjoy it. It's been here for a while. This is a U.S. one area, and then I have Market Research. So they've been here for a good little while. And there's a couple other plants that's come up. It's only been a couple of years in Anderson. Just a couple years ago, they done the 45th anniversary in March, so it's, I'm guessing it's 47, 48 years now, to be honest with you. Good company. I do enjoy them by all means. But we got some boys here that lives in Hartwell. There's boys travel all over the place to come in and work. You know, some in North Carolina drives every day. Of course, I live in Greenwood, which is 49 miles drive. And all, so there's a lot of people traveling coming here and work. But it's a good company. They take care of you. I mean, there's ups and downs with any company, but you know, grass ain't always greener for sure. Making tires and all until I started working here, and now I know why they cost so much. they spend a lot of money on research for sure to make sure that they got good tires. Fire EMS and law enforcement, and which we do a little bit more than other plants. We do environmental and safety, and we do a little bit of everything up here at this site for sure. Now you must have moved a little bit, but basically we have about 6,000 employees here in this little area I'm at. So anything that happens in a small city of 6,000 people can happen here. So this is basically like a little town for sure.
6,000 is a size workforce, about. And they need all the services that the town would have.
I help govern, we got several plants up here. I got about a 14-mile radius between all the plants and all, so we have a good bit of people here for sure. I used to be in law enforcement in Abilene City before I came here, and I made a bunch of good friends for sure. Mistakes in my career, that's for sure. I wouldn't change none of it. You know, I got a good life now, and you know, so I wouldn't change anything. For sure.
There's a knife maker in Greenville, and he lives down towards Greenwood, but Danny, he's a dogwood customized. Does everything from camping knives to high-end chef knives. A guy named Matthew Gilbert, from Gillumwater, did all of his leather work. And they have a shop there for years, and they finally closed it down, and Dan still makes knives, and Matt still does leather on the side. But he actually made the leather work for the Walk the Dead for three seasons. And he's a good leather worker.
Well, that don't ring a bell for the name of that thing, but that's pretty cool that local somebody like that would do that for sure.
Kind of fell into it. They were calling for leather workers, and he made them send it in. Like I said, he ended up working with them for three seasons. He said he'd have to make three of everything. They'd have to have one to keep in a prop room, one to use for close-up shots, and one to allow to be destroyed. So he did a good job with it.
That's sure.
You never know. There's people doing stuff, and like I said, you drive 49 miles. I drive 40, about 47 miles to Athens every day. So got a lot of people that drive in to work. A lot of people ask me why I hadn't moved to Athens, but pounds, nice and small.
The same questions all the time. They say, why you drive so far? You know, won't you just move up here to closer to work? And I was like, well, I kind of grew up in Greenwood and been there all my life, and you know, I like the little smaller town. I mean, of course, Greenwood's getting bigger and bigger, it seems like, which, you know, but all the family and friends, everything's been around there. I'd just rather drive to work, and I can get on my radio and talk to people to work and come home. And I kind of like driving a good little distance. It gives me kind of a little debriefing going home and coming to work, for sure.
Definitely. When I get home, I'm done with work, and there's a lot of people in Hartwell that work at the university, but at least when I'm in the grocery store or Walmart and we see each other, we can just say hello and talk about local events and not just work. And that's a good feeling to be able to, like I said, sort of decompress on the way home and be done with it when you get there.
Great, except for them long nights. You know, I swing shifts. I do a month of nights, a month of days. But, which, you know, after I get on nights for a while and all, it ain't that bad. But them first couple of nights is rough driving home in the morning sometimes. But it makes it a lot easier when you can talk to people on the way home. And there's a lot of good people out there to talk to early in the mornings, for sure.
On the way to work and way home, I hit a repeater in Crawford, Georgia. Just outside of Hartwell. I can't hit it from my house, but about 5 miles from here. As soon as I get out of this little hole Hartwell's in, I can start picking up repeaters toward Athens. It makes the drive go a lot quicker and makes some good friends on the radio.
Repeaters out there in Cowan Falls. I think I got them programmed in my base station at home, but I can't remember what they're called though, but I think there's some repeaters out there. So I think there's one on the Georgia side and South Carolina side, if I'm not mistaken.
There is. There's a repeater about halfway between Hartwell and Elberton, and one in Calhoun Falls, Darrell Manning, AM4E. I talk on them a good bit here locally. I can hit both of them. And Darrell's he's a good guy, real knowledgeable, and always willing to help people out with radios. He's helped me get the DMR side running on this radio. And I guess I've been knowing him for close to 10 years.
It's good to know some people in order that can help each other out. I met a lot of good people in this ham. I haven't been in it very long. Used to do CB a good bit, but this is a different ball game. And I met a lot of good guys and helped me out and kind of steered me in the right direction and different things.
No doubt. That's kind of the code of conduct is to, you know, be professional and lend a hand when you can. And I've talked to... I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that have given me pointers and helped me get my radios set up where they work right, antennas and everything else. I'm waiting on a antenna mast to come in now that'll get me up about 60 feet in the air. I'm only, on my base station, I'm only about 20 feet in the air on it, so I'm hoping once I get it, I'll
on that, I made mine out of some conduit and stuff, and of course my house is pretty high. I got a two-story house and a 12-12 pitch roof, and I was able to tie into the cable, and like I said, I got that GP6 up about 70 feet up in the air and all, and I'm just waiting on my other radio to come in, have my 50-watt radio in there, and hopefully it'll do me pretty good.
70 feet, you should be in good shape. This one is 45 feet of aluminum poles, and I bought a base plate that you bury in concrete in the ground, and then I'm going to attach it, like I said, to the gable of the house, and then it'll get up about 25 feet above the roof line. So I'm hoping that'll help out right now. I'm just about 6 feet above the roof line. So, you know, with VHF, UHF, it's kind of line of sight. So that should help me out.
Everybody tells me, higher the better. That's a fact for sure, you know, get up above the treetops and stuff.
That's definitely for sure. The, you know, unless you got a strong repeater like this, but this antenna I'm working on is a, it's made by Ed Palm, who developed the antenna back in the 90s. He's a engineer at Stanford University, I believe. I think it's Stanford, either UC, one of the UC schools. But he developed the antenna. It's basically, like I said, a slim gem that you put into a piece of schedule 20 PVC pipe, and you can hang it, mount it, do whatever. I've taken it camping and pulled it up in trees and talked to people all over the place on it.
Cool, yeah, I love to go camping. That's what I was thinking about. Now we're about to go down on the beach in end of June, first of July, and all. I was trying to figure out what I'm gonna take with me down there to talk locally down through there. But I thought about getting me one of them Slim Jims for sure and trying it out.
That's great. The if you just look, if you Google Ed Fong, F-O-N-G, antenna, he makes them for just about all bands, and they're only like $32, and then you buy $5 worth of conduit. It comes with the caps, and the antenna's already put together at the bottom cap, and you just get the piece of conduit, slide the antenna up in it, put the caps on it, and I put a hook on top of mine where I can pull it up in a tree or hang it like I have on the carport, but it works great, and it's 2 meter and 70, so for the price, you can't beat it, and you can mount it or hang it, so it's a good antenna. I'm going to put it on that new mast and see how it works. The one I have is a, I've had it since 2013, it still works great. It's a, I can't remember the name brand, but it's an aluminum antenna with three bars for 440 and 2 meters.
So, if you don't want me asking, where'd you get your DMR radio at?
Bridgecom Systems. They sell the Anytones. You can buy them. The handheld I have is the DMR UV8 Plus. Has Bluetooth and everything built into it. When you get your car, you can hook it up to your Bluetooth in your car, and it has a independent Bluetooth push talk button. You can Velcro to your steering wheel or wherever and hit it and just talk hands free. So that's why I kind of went toward it. But it's only about $240 for the whole sheet match with Bluetooth, and you can get them without Bluetooth for a few dollars cheaper. But it's a good little handheld, and especially having the DMR capability.
The hotspot separate for it and all, is that correct?
Hotspot, if you want to be able to, you know, hit anything, if you don't have a local DMR repeater, you need the hotspot to do the DMR. Where you're at, you can probably hit some local DMR repeaters. You can look them up online and see how far they are, but like I said, I can hit the Anderson repeater. It's DMR enabled, and I've talked to people all over the state, up in North Carolina, more expensive. The hotspot is about $300. But it'll give you worldwide capability, and it's supposedly built, configured, and ready to go if you get one of their radios.
That'd be pretty cool. I'm wanting one. I'm probably gonna go ahead and get one pretty soon. No, I've looked at a bunch of them, but haven't got one. I can't make them out if I want the HT or if I want to actually get one that's like mounted in the car or what I want yet.
Yeah, the HT is 878, and then bought the mobile base, the 578, which is 2 meters. It's a tri-band. It's 2 meters 70 and 220. So 220 seems to be making a comeback, I just got my never have upgraded because I never want to do anything other than UHF or VHF, and that gives me just one more little option to play with.
That's me, you know. I'm gonna go get my general. Not sure if I'm gonna get the extra or not, but I'm at least gonna get my general and all. And I probably won't buy no HF rig yet, but I like at least to have the general. That way, if I decide I want to get an HF a little bit more, I have that option. But shoot, I have a good time on 2 meters a lot. So right now, I'm satisfied where I'm at.
The mobile base is
578.
Like I said, playing with it, and I've got a HF rig that I'm living on, and I've been studying for my general, and I've been thinking about taking it in May. The Greenville Club part of Greenville Club over in Seneca, they're going to do a testing session. They usually do it every other month, but they're going to do another one in May 1st, because there's such a high demand. For people getting their license and upgrading right now, so, which is a good thing.
Talk to you. I'm going to have to kind of wrap it up here in a minute. I got to go in and do some ship reports and finish up some paperwork and get ready to head to the house. But maybe we'll get on together again here in Greenwood or something, or I'll be back up here tonight. It says good talk to you. I call 73 this time. This is KO4, November Romeo.
Good to talk to you. Hope you have a safe trip home, and we'll try to catch up again. This is M4WHM.